Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF. This week we listen in on part three of Dr. David Pallison's series on developing marital intimacy.
There are many pieces to the rebuilding of intimacy, and I can't talk about all of them, but I'm gonna single out one. If at the heart of the breakdown of intimacy is that I am preoccupied elsewhere and preoccupied with something else, then at the center of intimacy is to become occupied here and now with this person. Okay, so one of the things that happens when people are occupied here and now, they're engaged with each other, is we start talking. And we start talking about things that matter to who we are as people. And one of the ways that I like to think about this, both in my own life, people I counsel, teach, is to think about what are the kinds of questions that implicitly or explicitly get asked when we're talking about the things that really matter. And my shorthand is three questions. One of those questions is, where are your burdens? Where are the places you're struggling? Where are the things that are heavy on your heart? If you and I talk about those matters honestly, we are talking about things that always matter. And it may be that in a marriage that's had a lot of conflict, that there's not much trust to be able to ask that of each other because people are afraid that if you ask me that question and I tell you honestly where I'm struggling, you'll use what I say as ammo. And there can be fear of the person asking it that if they ask it, what the other person will say is just a personal attack. Or where I'm really struggling is that you're such an idiot. And that's obviously not the kind of sharing about my burdens that's helpful. So what I suggest with couples is that in sharing about burdens, you start with yourself, and you start with ones that do not have contained within it a finger pointing at the other person. Where am I struggling, you know? If you ask that honestly, you will always find, I think of it as it's the fine china in a person's life. You'll find, you know, work pressures, sense that there's office politics going on and I'm not quite sure what to do. Or you'll find guilt. I really lost my temper with a coworker today. And, I hadn't really thought about that. Thank you for asking that. And one of the things that's a beauty within talking about things that matter is that real burdens always lead to prayer for each other. If I tell you that, I lost my temper with a coworker, and it becomes, will you pray for me in this? And not only will you pray for me, but what do you think I should say? How shall I go back to that person? We start to become each other's allies when we start to bear each other's burdens. Second question is the opposite question. Life is not just hardships, life is joys. And it's the question, what was today's greatest joy? What makes you happy? If the burdens question is, what was your low light? The joy question is, what was the highlight? And one of the things that Nan and I have found over the years asking that question is that almost invariably, the person who answers it remembers something that happened that day or the day before, you know, maybe something they're looking forward to tomorrow that you would have never thought to mention. Maybe it was something that happened that you yourself would have forgotten it if you weren't given the opportunity to revisit it. For example, Nan and I are both aesthetically wired people. And oftentimes when she'll ask me that question, or I'll ask her, what will come out was some little moment that was beautiful. It might have been a moment of watching a mother engage a child and the tenderness and intimacy with which the mother got down into the child's world. It might have been the way the sun was playing off of leaves that were moving in the wind. It's often something beautiful. It's some interaction that was positive. You know, just watching somebody handle a potentially difficult human interaction, but handle it in a gracious way. And so that question of like, where are your joys? Where are the positive things? It again, when you think about how that leads to spiritual intimacy, those are the things to give thanks to God for. So when we share our burdens, we have reason to pray for each other. When we share our joys, we have reason to give thanks to God. And just as we talked earlier about the way in which the vertical and the horizontal dimensions connect in our problems, in our rebuilding of relationship with each other, it also logically is going to connect to our relationship with God together. Third question is a question that it's a little bit less concrete, perhaps. It's a little bit less experiential, but it's a question about sort of where are you going? What are your purposes? What are you trying to accomplish? What's your mission in life? And meaning that in both the most mundane things and in the highest level things. It can be everything from, I really hope to get the house cleaned up today before the in-laws come, to I want to conquer the world for Christ for biblical counseling. You know, what are you about in your life? And that's actually a very interesting question, because sometimes it's a humbling question, because you realize, you know, what I'm about today is pretty trivial, you know. But the opportunity to talk about it, you know, maybe what I'm about is there's a meeting and the only thing I'm thinking about is I don't want to make an idiot of myself. Well, that's a bit of a degraded goal. And by being allowed to put it into words, the conversation can then unfold in a way that we can start to talk about, well, what might be some, like, a little more meaningful goals for that meeting. Like, I want to listen well to other people. I don't want to just blurt out my first opinion. Or pray that I would be able to just simply greet people so that they know that I connected to them. You know, that's a basic act of love. And so that question about your purposes, your goals, where are you going, what are you thinking about, becomes another opportunity. Again, as you think about the building of relationship, it's an opportunity for our mutually constructive, mutually discipling of each other, to be able to just start to take place. Now, I've set the bar high here. You know, a couple where there's been a lot of conflict, or years of one southbound, the other's northbound, you know, and passing ships in the night, you're going to start small. But those small beginnings, like sharing a burden that's not simply referential to the other and a complaint, like sharing a joy that is just about something that made you happy today, those things can become the start of trust. Because when we share those things, we are not adversaries. There's no way we can be adversaries. We are just honest. And it is one small start in the direction of rebuilding a relationship that has the things that make for all the joys of human beings really connecting with each other.
Thank you for joining us. This series is also available in video format at ccef.org by searching Marital Intimacy. Or you can also become a subscriber to our CCEF YouTube account.